Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.303 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, and there's a huge echo, Germ. Let's ditch the echo. Although it is probably kind of cool. Nah, we gotta ditch it. It'll be, you know, people's heads will explode, or they'll pop right off their shoulders, and I don't want that on my conscience. Not today, anyway. Maybe Monday. But it is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Now, it is an abbreviated version of the Jeff Katz Show today. Why? Germ, why is that again? What, UVA, right? Is it basketball or football? Or, I don't know, something with a ball, I think. But that'll be happening at 4:30. Not to worry, though. We got some great stuff we'll be dealing with in the shortened version of the Jeff Katz program. Yes, Stan Drewski will be here. Of course he will. Stan Andruski, who on Saturday mornings hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere, in the garage with Stan Andruski, he will be here at 4:05. They got some big stuff going on over at Certified in Arts, and so he's going to share that with us. Now, next Friday, that's a week from today, is the day after Thanksgiving. I will not be here. Why? Didn't you hear me? It's the day after Thanksgiving. I'll be digesting. So even though that would be the final Friday of the month, and that's ordinarily when we would bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor, since I, the person who bestows the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor, will not be here, we're doing it partially today. 3:35, Senior Officer Rocky Navarro from the Colonial Heights Police Department is going to be with us. He is our November recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. And so coming up in just about a half an hour, he will be here, and you will get to hear, well, just some amazing stuff. I'm just telling you right now, what a good, solid guy. And coming up in a few moments, Mike Brest is going to be with us. He is the defense writer over at the Washington Examiner. He's the one who broke the story about these Democrats in the House and the Senate calling on members of the military to disobey President Trump as a result of Mike Brest's reporting at the Washington Examiner. President Trump has decided to weigh in on it in a very, very big way. He says that those Democrats are frankly guilty of sedition. You know, sedition is punishable by death, as I recall. So instead of looking at what it was that the Democrats said, of course, the vast majority of the legacy news media hacks are looking at President Trump saying, I think this is sedition. They're using it as a way, as a cudgel, to attack the president. But Mike Brest from the Washington Examiner is going to be here with us in just a couple of moments. I thought, let's go right to the real source, the first guy to cover this and hit it right out of the park. We don't have the ordinary amount of time that we would on the program today, but I was just determined, and thank God Jeremy was there doing everything that Jeremy does. And he was able to track Mike down and get him locked in. So we'll chat with him today. And Jerm, you know, depending on what he's able to share, we should probably look at trying to get him back on Monday to follow up. Couple of things going to work exactly as they should. The James River Air text line, yes, always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Want to make sure that you feel free to shoot me a text there. And in fact, if you want to start getting your questions in for Stan Andruski tomorrow in the garage with Stan Andruski, you can do that as well. Again, James River Air text line always available to you, 833-804-1140. I did mention to you that it is Friday. Certain things happen on Friday. Of course, number one, R.E.D., wear something red, R.E.D., remember everyone deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago. Am I wearing red today? I am. I will confess that it is not actually clothing, however, because I got a pair of camo sweats and my Nest Academy sweatshirt, but thank God for my best buddy, Emily Morrissey, once again saving me. Hey, she does a great job. I am wearing one of my red bracelets from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. So I am indeed wearing red. Thank you, Emily. And I think Emily and I may be doing some Christmas parading. I wasn't entirely sure yesterday when Chris Beach was here from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia if we are or are not. I guess I should track that down with them, huh? Because I really would hate for them to have the float out there at the Dominion Energy Christmas parade and then say, hey, where's Jeff? And somebody will say, well, Jeff only comes if Emily comes. Well, where's Emily? Well, she didn't get an invite from Jeff, so, ugh. So once again, it's going to be on me. So I'm going to get it clarified. I promise you, Em. And we'll also find out about, where do we always go? New Kent, right? Isn't it Luke from New Kent who always reminds us about that parade? So I'll let you know. You know what's weird? I should mention this. Again, it's an abbreviated Friday version. So all the rules are going right out of the proverbial window. But if there are other Christmas parades that would love to be graced by the presence of my pal, Emily Morrissey, and me. I mean, I'm in, but again, it's a team. Let me know. Yeah, you can just hit me up if you'd like. If you'd like, on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 540 says, good afternoon, Jeff. I cannot wait to hear more about the uprising being encouraged amongst the military. You mentioned it yesterday. It's extremely distressing, and I believe it's treasonous. Well, what do you think? If you are a veteran, right, you served, there is a very real manner in which you are supposed to serve. There are things you're supposed to do, things you are not supposed to do. There is the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Now, I understand that everybody serving could say, that is an unlawful order, and I will not follow an unlawful order. But when you have this wholesale sort of nonsense being peddled by Democrats, then I got to tell you, I've got some very real concerns. Are they?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Simply encouraging sedition. That's what the president says. We'll talk about it with Mike Brest, defense reporter from the Washington Examiner. He's going to be with us just a couple of moments from now. It is 311 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 315 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. It is Friday. I remind you, red, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed, wear something red. It's going to be especially important in less than a week. You and I are going to be enjoying Thanksgiving. Simple as that, right? I always ask you to remember those who are in uniform serving elsewhere in the world. I don't care how good the chefs have gotten. It's nowhere close to family. For those of us who are law enforcement or some other part of public safety, it's another day at the office, kids. So just remember that. Now, I read this story, the Washington Examiner. I like Mike Brest, great defense reporter, really knows everything inside and out. And I read this and I thought, oh, my gosh, this is just so over the top on the part of the House and Senate Dems. So Mike is with us. Mike, first of all, great, great reporting. Secondarily, thank you so much for squeezing us into your schedule.
I'm happy to make the time. I appreciate the opportunity, and happy Friday.
Same to you, my friend. Tell me, so that you can unpack it, because you're about as close to this as you can get, what did the Democrats in the House and the Senate say, and what is the response here to President Trump saying, well, damn, this is sedition?
So for those that haven't seen the video or are unaware of the story, six Democrats who all have a background either in the military or the intelligence community, put together a short video that they released earlier this week in which they were warning service members that they could be given illegal orders and should be aware of that. And so they were very vague in what they were talking about. They didn't specify what the orders could be about or why these orders would be considered illegal. And so it really left a lot up for interpretation. And so the Trump administration and the president were very upset with this message because in their perspective, in their opinion, the lawmakers were saying, even though the lawmakers specified don't follow illegal orders, they were saying that there was this subtle message of don't follow orders we don't like that the president gives that are lawful. And so that's where there's really this debate ongoing about what their actual intent was, and the lawmakers themselves and the administration disagree on that. And so the president has gone as far to say that they should be in trouble and has accused them of sedition and treason. Yeah. And so his argument is that they were telling members of the armed services to try and usurp his authority as the commander in chief. And for everyone who's listening, they should know that service members are given training throughout their entire career about how to identify what an illegal order would look like, because throughout the last several decades, there's been precedent set where service members can be held personally responsible criminally if they are found to have carried out an illegal order. So it's not as simple as just saying I was ordered to do something. They could face a personal liability under the U.S. Military Code of Justice if they were to carry out an illegal order.
So the, you know, the checkout phrase, I was just following orders, no longer carries weight the way that it might have in the past. But you've been around the block a few times, Mike. You're in D.C. You deal with these folks all the time. Do you have a gut check on this? Was that what those Democrat folks were saying? Hey, find one of these things that Trump is saying that we don't like and don't follow it? Or do you think this was a legitimate piece of advice from them?
I think it's hard for me to know because I'm not one of the six lawmakers, so I don't want to necessarily put intent to their actions. But it is pretty clear that the president is trying to reshape the military throughout the first year of his administration. He's carried out missions that are uncommon, that the American public is not used to seeing, whether that's deploying the National Guard for law enforcement in inner cities or the strikes in Venezuela. And so even as the military is carrying out these new operations that they haven't necessarily done before, there are always questions about legality of orders that long predates either of President Trump's terms.
Right.
And so it feels like somewhat of their message was about these new operations that are, I would say, still ongoing, as the National Guard deployments and these Venezuelan operations are.
Interesting. Mike Brest is joining us. Mike is the defense expert, the defense reporter for the Washington Examiner. Always great reporting, great writing. What has changed with Pete Hegseth in place now at the Department of War? Is there a different mindset being put into place? Because from the outside, it sure looks as if Pete Hegseth and the other folks who are running the Pentagon have said, hey, we're not dealing with namby-pamby stuff anymore. We don't really care how you feel about something. We have a mission. We're going to get it done.
Yeah, so you mentioned that, and I think the secretary has used the phrase warrior ethos a lot to talk about what he's trying to restart in the department.
Yeah.
And so a lot of what he has talked about, and especially early in his tenure as secretary now of war, was about eliminating policies that the Trump administration disagreed with from the previous administration about things like DEI and I would say subjects that are not necessarily completely military related, but somewhat adjacent to the military, like how climate change could affect future conflicts. Mm-hmm. And so there were a lot of issues that the Trump administration wanted to deprioritize. And one of the most one of the major issues that they have decided to prioritize has been defense of the homeland. And so that's everything from cracking down on illegal immigration at the border to the idea and the development of the Golden Dome, as well as these strikes off the coast of Venezuela. All of those actions are done with the idea of the Trump administration's desire to try and increase the protection of the homeland for any and all potential adversary or adversarial attacks. Could you repeat the question? I missed that.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Yeah, I said I have a friend of mine who this past year retired out of the Army, lot of stripes on his arms. And he said, listen, the last 4 years, our unit has spent a week at a time learning about pronouns and DEI, and we haven't been on the range. This is an infantry unit. So I have to think this is the sort of stuff that Secretary Hegseth and President Trump are referring to.
I'm sure that's definitely along the lines, but I think what they're trying to do with the department is so broad and such a shift that I think it can be applied in numerous different examples, from how service members spend their time to what they're spending their time doing to what missions are being prioritized.
Okay. Interesting. So what is going to be the outcome on these videos for these six? Does President Trump have any standing to reach out to people, I don't know, in the House or the Senate and say there needs to be an investigation? Is there anybody in the House and Senate who says, yeah, we're going to look into this? Or is this just sort of a big dust up today and it gets put on the back burner next week?
So it's hard to tell exactly, because I think there are bombastic people on both sides who say, you know, we should investigate them for treason.
Yeah.
And then there are those who say, you know, this was a warranted warning for the service members. And so I don't expect anything dramatic to come of this. But I would also not be shocked if this just sort of raises the attention that we people across the country are paying attention to regarding the military, whether that's the operations in Venezuela or the National Guard deployments, I think this might just further raise awareness on what the military is doing under the current administration, as opposed to something specifically about these six lawmakers.
Interesting. Yeah, Mike, my personal sense, and as I chat with people, people seem to have a lot more questions about the Venezuela thing. But you, even now, I forget who it was, one of the leading Democrats said, yeah, I'll concede that just about everybody on those boats was involved in drug dealing. But so I think there's a lot about that. The National Guard stuff for us, you know, we're right down the road from D.C. And folks have, frankly, visited D.C. since those National Guardsmen have been deployed. And they've spoken favorably of them. So it will be very, very interesting to see. What's the next big item on your beat, sir? Is it going to be part of this, or are you waiting for something else to come down from the Pentagon?
I think at this moment, my attention's focused on Venezuela because... Yeah. The U.S. Navy, for your audience, the U.S. Navy has its largest buildup of forces in the Caribbean in multiple decades. And so according to all the experts I've spoken with, the amount of troops and the presence the U.S. has far exceeds what would be needed to carry out these strikes on these drug boats. And so between that and the president's language regarding Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, my eyes and my attention is focused on whether or not we could see the administration escalate these operations. Could they start, or would they start targeting Nicolas Maduro and try and remove him from power? Could they do something a little bit less significant, like go after the cartels, but strike things in Venezuela on Venezuelan soil, which would still be an escalation, but would not quite be as dramatic or require as much of a presence as going after Maduro himself specifically. Or they may not need military force at all if they can raise the temperature so much so that Maduro willingly steps away from power.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, if it's okay with you, because again, I love your writing and I'm looking forward to reading what you write, but we'd love to get you back in the next week or two to kind of clue us all in on what might be happening with the forces in the Caribbean and what could or could not be happening with Venezuela.
I would love to.
Thank you so much. Mike Brest is the defense reporter over at the Washington Examiner. He's the one who had the story first about these six members of the House and Senate who were giving advice, unsolicited advice to members of the military saying, hey, don't forget, you can always disobey an illegal order, an unlawful order. President Trump says they're directing that at me. This is clearly sedition. They say, no, we're just reminding everybody of what is already on the book. So we'll get Mike Brest back again. He is the defense reporter. You want to know something about what's happening with the former DOD, now the Department of War? He's your guy. Check him out at WashingtonExaminer.com. We've got our Blue Friday presentation, Lieutenant Jan McTurnan, Blue Friday presentation coming up at 3:35. Senior Officer Rocky Navarro from the Colonial Heights Police Department is our November recipient. 3:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.